The 2020 census is critical for all states. One important reason why is that it determines how much money each state gets from the federal government for the next decade. Wisconsin has a problem. For years, a number of people have not been counted. Angelina Mosher-Salazar reports.
The decennial census aims to count every person who resides in the United States. In preparation, local and state governments compete to have the most participation among its residents. The mayor of Milwaukee is sure that in 2020, Wisconsin will come out on top.
Because we know that we can win the Super Bowl of census counting in Wisconsin. Thank you very much.
But despite Tom Barrett's optimism, there are certain data points that indicate a troubling outlook for a complete count as the 2020 census approaches.
We're looking at a risk for a census that is less accurate than in 2010 and could be less accurate than it was in 2000.
That's Diana Elliott, one of the lead researchers on census work for the Urban Institute, an economic and social policy think tank based in Washington, D.C. Wisconsin could undercount anywhere from 11,000 to 27,000 individuals. And the majority of those individuals are from what are called hard-to-count groups, which include renters, young children, immigrants, people of color. These are demographics that have historically been undercounted, and Elliott cites a lot of reasons as to why, such as home ownership.
If Black residents are not as likely to be homeowners in Wisconsin as white residents, they'll be harder to find. It's harder to find people in apartments. It's harder to get access to apartment buildings if people don't respond.
But there is also a challenge surrounding trust.
For example, in the wake of the climate around the citizenship question and the political climate around immigration, we already know that Hispanic and Latinx populations through census research have expressed hesitation about participating in government activities like the census, which could suppress participation.
Wisconsin not only undercounts certain demographics like Black and brown residents, but it also overcounts certain populations, especially white affluent residents, such as those who have more than one home. Elliott's research suggests that an extra 7,000 to 17,000 white residents could be added erroneously.
One of the things that often happens is that you might have people with two residences, and they're such good at, you know, at answering, participating and answering census requests that they fill them out for both households. And then they're overcounted. If it's not caught as a duplication in a lot of the processes that happen after the census counts come back, then they could be overcounted, counted twice because of those dual residences.
In the end, with all the overcounting and undercounting, it is estimated that Wisconsin will still be off by almost 30,000 people. And that has an economic impact. There are several estimates by state agencies that show just how much Wisconsin gets per resident. Using a calculation by the Department of Public Instruction, the state could lose up to $1,500 per resident, leading to a $43 million missed opportunity. In an effort to remedy this problem, Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order Monday evening creating the Complete Count Committee for the 2020 census.
So ensuring a fair and accurate count in the 2020 census is essential to the future of our state moving forward. That's why today I'm proud to be signing an executive order creating Wisconsin's Complete Count Committee to help make sure that every Wisconsinite is counted next year.
The committee is tasked with creating a statewide outreach strategy to address issues like the hard-to-count populations, unfamiliarity with the census, and discomfort with technology, since in 2020, you'll be able to fill out the census online. But it won't be until the census results are in to see if the mayor is correct and Wisconsin does win the Super Bowl of census reporting. Angelina Mosher-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.